From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This is a soundcheck session from our archives. Those archives go back 20 years, but this session is slightly more recent. It's from 2018. This is the Soundcheck Podcast from newsounds.org. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and songwriter known as Sarintip is based here in New York, but like so many musicians here in New York, she came here from somewhere else. Actually, in her case, from two very different somewhere else's. She was born and raised in Thailand, but spent her teenage years in her mother's homeland of Sweden before making her way to New York. Her debut LP is called Tribus, and it too seems to come from several different places at once. You'll hear electronic music, jazz, and pop all blended together, often to startling effect. Sarintip and her band are here in the Soundcheck studio today to play some songs for us. This first one is called In My Garden. Thank you. That's called In My Garden, and it's a song from the singer and songwriter known as Sarintip. She sings and uses some pedal effects that mostly we associate with electric guitar, but arrayed in front of her microphone here in the studio. Andrew Friedman at our piano with his electric keyboard as well. James Quinlan playing the bass, and behind our drum kit is Nolan Bird. Sarintip, to you and the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much.
It's funny the difference a little change of keyboard makes. Mm-hmm. You know, on the record, it's this kind of lush electronic thing. It kind of reminded me almost of like prog rock circa 1975 or something.
Yeah.
And yet, with the piano taking its place, you really hear more of the jazzy element in this version, it seems.
Definitely.
Jazz is an important part of this kind of musical stew that you create, right?
Definitely. I mean, all of us, but especially me, I've been studying jazz since I was 14. Mm-hmm. So it's, we all come from jazz. And like, I think that's the coolest part about jazz. It's like this, you know, sponge that just sucks in stuff from all parts of the world, and then you can like create something new out of it. And that's what I wanted to do.
So if you were 14, you were in Sweden by that point,
yes.
Right? So you're born, spend your early years in Thailand,
mm-hmm.
then move to Sweden.
Yes.
Now you're here in New York.
Yes.
The obvious question is, where is home for you? But I want to ask that both, like, where is literal home for you, but also where is your cultural home?
It's really a tough question. I think home is where my heart is. I mean, that's just like
a
super cheesy
that
answer, but that's pretty much true because, like, I think in a way I saw this documentary about how, you know, how much people are traveling nowadays. But in a way, you're not really traveling because you're always traveling to the same kind of people and communities around the world. So, for instance, if you live in Stockholm, in Stockholm center of the city, and then you go out in the boroughs where a lot of immigrants live, then actually that is a longer distance of traveling than going to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I think home for me is, it is New York, it is Stockholm, it is Bangkok because of the people in it.
Mm-hmm. And for you, that kind of going from Bangkok to Stockholm, mm-hmm. it seems like that would be both a literal and a metaphorical journey.
Definitely.
And so how much of that do you feel, those early, you know, Southeast Asian roots, mm-hmm. how much do you still feel attached, feel the pull of that part of the world?
I definitely do still feel a lot of it. I think that a lot of my kind of like humbleness comes from being born and raised in Bangkok.
Mm.
And kind of like this feeling of responsibility to take care of my family also comes from that part.
Now let me ask, is that a gender thing? Is that because, you know, that's a woman's role in traditional Thai society, or?
It is a cultural thing because the welfare system in Bangkok is not as good as it is in Sweden, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Very few places are.
Yes. Yeah. America is a little better than Thailand, but Thailand is not good at all. So it's like the kids are expected to take care of the parents.
Yeah.
So every time I go back, my family's like, how are you doing? When are you going to move back and like take care of your dad? Because my dad still lives in Thailand.
So what was your first language?
People ask me that too. So I don't know. I think I started to speak three languages from the very beginning because I spoke Thai with my dad, I spoke Swedish with my mom, and then we spoke English together.
Ah, so that was the lingua franca in
yes.
the family was
yes.
English. Okay, so when you started writing songs, it was natural to default to English?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that was because that was the only language I could communicate with both Sweden and Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. So this really is a kind of a 21st century phenomenon, you as a person, but also this kind of welter of cultures that's reflected in the music.
Yeah.
So the album is called... It's T-R-I-B-U-S, and you're saying it Tribus.
Tribus.
So you never studied Latin, obviously.
No.
Because in Latin class, you'd get a little snooty look from the teacher for saying it that way.
It just sounds more contemporary and, like, westernized by saying Tribus.
So it's the Latin word for tribe.
Yes, or for three. the threes have is like a pattern throughout my life. I know three languages. I've lived in three continents. People say that I have like three voices when I sing.
Mm-hmm.
My birthday is 21st. 2 + 1 = 3. Of March is 3. So it's just, it felt like it was meant to be.
like an episode of The Twilight Zone has broken out here. That is interesting, you know, the idea that it can mean both a tribe, but also this idea of three,
yeah.
you know, threeness. You're doing three songs for us today.
Yes.
This next one actually begins with you speaking in Swedish, right?
On the record, but not today.
Ah, okay. So what happens in this live version of Nothing in the Room? Because that is in Swedish on the record.
Yes. It's actually a poem written by Dalai Lama. It's called The Paradox of Our Age that I translated to Swedish. And then it ends with another text by... Oh, I'm not going to say his name because I'm going to say it wrong. By another guy.
Nah, you can't chicken out like that. You got to give it a shot.
The poem is called The Art of Giving. So I thought that those two worked really well together.
Okay. All right. I'll let you slide. So this is Nothing in the Room and then the song Pretend.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So once again, here is Sarintip and the band live on Soundcheck.
Oh, I'll pretend that you're gone. And I keep on
That is Sarintip and her band here in the Soundcheck studio. The song called Pretend. And Sarintip, the kind of vocalese thing that you built up layer by layer at the beginning, that's a version of the song Nothing in the Room.
That's the end of Nothing
that's
in the Room.
That's the end of okay. Both of those appear on Tribus, which is Sarintip's debut LP. That's a really, that kind of looping effect is something we've heard, you know, it's not completely uncommon or unheard of these days. But when it's well done, there's a beautiful kind of effect that you get.
Well, thank you.
And for you, as you're doing it, are you counting furiously to stay? You know, is it all feel? How do you do that?
It's a lot of feel for me, which means that sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't go well.
Because of
the mechanics of it.
So if there's like a little tiny break.
Exactly.
That gets... But then the thing is, it becomes a rhythmic break, and you can work with that.
Exactly. So I was very fortunate to open up for Wayne Shorter at the Polar Music Prize in Stockholm. And afterwards, he had like a Polar Talk. So it's like a TED Talk, but it was called Polar Talk. And he was talking about how there are no mistakes, only new beginnings. Mm. And that inspires me every time anything goes wrong. Because when you're using a lot of electronics, things will go wrong.
Yeah.
As much as we love computers, computers break.
Yeah.
So then you just need to like find a way to make the magic appear.
I mean, this is part of being a jazz musician, is to be able to improvise in the moment, respond to things that happen.
Uh-huh.
I did know that you had met Wayne Shorter because on your Facebook page is a picture of you and Wayne Shorter, and you're clearly very, very excited to have met. So was he like one of your heroes when you were studying jazz?
Definitely, yeah.
And who, Ella? Were there jazz singers that you particularly looked up to?
Oh, there are a bunch. I mean, they're the obvious ones like Ella and Billy. But I also love Carmen McRae, Betty Carter, Bobby McFerrin.
Mm-hmm.
He's a huge one. So that's why I'm so happy that I have this like low octave pedal, because I can pretend that I'm Bobby.
So you can drop your voice and
exactly.
get the Darth Vader sound.
I mean, I can do some kind of low dark voice, but
with this, I can really go like super low. Yeah.
Well, now, speaking of voices, you mentioned before with all the threes, you've three languages, you've lived on three continents. People say you have three voices.
Yeah.
What do they mean by that?
They mean that I have this very like pretty voice, kind of like angelic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the edgy voice. And then I just have, I guess, like a plain middle voice.
And it's pretty much the edgy voice that we hear in the single from the album called Shut It Up.
And I also have the kids' voices for the backing vocals.
Now, are those genuine kids or is that your
voice
up?
No, it's just me doing it with my voice.
Right. And is it all in English? Because
it's all in Thai.
It's in Thai. Okay. I mean, the main line is clearly in English,
yes.
But yeah, the stuff in the background. It reminds me a little of Kate Bush, who back in the 80s, you know, had all these, you know, not three. She had like three dozen voices that she could. Did growing up, were you aware of her?
I actually never knew of her until you wrote it on your post. Then I went into YouTube and like, oh, I can kind of see it, yeah.
This song, as I say, this is the single, and this really has kind of a cutting edge to it, it seems, both musically and in terms of what the lyrics are about. You want to just give us a brief thumbnail before we hear it?
I wrote this right before I moved to New York. I was working at a jazz club in Stockholm on top of my studies, and I was kind of like doing coordination and production job, and I was becoming very good at my job because I think that's also like a millennial female thing, that a lot of girls work hard and then become really good. They work hard. So one of my biggest inspirations, she asked me if I wanted to become her manager, and I'm like, oh, I'm becoming too good at my extra job. So I decided to like leave all that comfort behind and like, I'm going to move to New York, do my thing. Mm. This song is about letting go of all those things and just like shooting for the stars, going for your dreams.
All right. Well, let's let's hear the song. Sarintip is my guest here in the studio with her band. This song is out there. It's the single. It's called Shut It Up. And here is a live performance. That is Sarintip live with a version of Shut It Up, the single from her forthcoming record called Tribus. I am so relieved, A, that that song works so well live, and B, that I wasn't going crazy when I just could not figure out what the backing vocals were singing. So that was all the backing stuff is in Thai.
Yes.
Is your name part of what you're singing in the background there?
No.
Okay. All right. I thought I heard Serendip in there. But so are we allowed to know what the Thai words mean? What?
So the first part, arai, arai, kapok masi. That is, what are you talking about?
Okay.
And then the second part, yut kit bit bak yut nuk sakti. That is, stop, think, close your mouth, stop thinking.
Huh.
And then for the chorus, she with me will say goodbye, bye. That part is life is too short.
Nice.
So shut it up, life is too short.
What was
break me down just like a boy, split my back and lick my bones.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I find interesting and what just happened here is you having to like pause and translate from all the different languages in your head.
Yes, I'm like, wait, which folder? Swedish? Thai folder? No, American. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really neat song. And
thank you.
Serendip, thank you so much for coming in, bringing the boys and playing for us.
Show me a star.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.